In fact, what second's better than right now? We are joined by a PGA golfer. He won the Byron Nelson on Sunday. That is his first career PGA win. He shot a final round 65 on Sunday to win by 3 strokes. He broke the tournament record as well. He was a 2016 NCAA individual champ, a member of the 2016 NCAA championship team at Oregon. Aaron Wise is my guest. Aaron, it's nice to have you on the show this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good, Aaron. So you've had a couple of days for it all to sink in. I wonder, how does it feel to record your first PGA Tour win, and does it feel the way you thought it would?
It's incredible. You know, it's a lot of work. It's probably busier than I thought it would be, but handling it all and loving every second of it.
Right, so you were building towards this moment in the sense that earlier this month you finished in a tie for second at the Wells Fargo Championship. What did you take away from that experience of being in contention and playing intense rounds on the weekend that maybe you were able to apply to the Byron Nelson?
Yeah, it just took a lot of confidence away from that experience. It was pretty cool to be in that situation for, that was really my first time ever, and to see how well I played, and especially going up against the likes of Jason Day around such a tough golf course, it was pretty cool, and I took so much confidence away, and I think that really did great for me there at the Byron Nelson. You know, I played great down the stretch and was really proud of the way I closed out that tournament.
You know, there's breaking through and finishing, and then there's dealing with a 4-hour rain delay, and then going out and breaking the tournament scoring record. So what was that whole Sunday experience like for you?
Yeah, you know, it almost makes it a little bit sweeter just because for a rookie to be put in that situation and for me to overcome just that weight, you know, because obviously thoughts are popping into your head and you've got to be able to calm yourself down. And it really made the win that much more sweeter for my first win to come after, you know, really having to wait and think about it for a long time. And, you know, I was really proud of the way I was able to calm myself down, go out there and play golf just like I had the rest of the week. You know, I played great. I hit the ball amazing and I made some putts.
Aaron Wise joining us. You were able to calm yourself down. I'm kind of curious how you did that. For instance, when you're dealing with a rain delay, it's going to mess up your routine. It could easily mess with your head. So how were you able to stay in the right headspace and still go out there and shoot a 65 on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, luckily my mom flew in and she was there to kind of spend the time with me. And we went to breakfast and hung out and kind of just killed the time. And that definitely helped a ton. And then once I kind of start my pre-round warm-up, which is like by going to the gym to warm my body up before I head to the course, it was all kind of like just getting into the regular flow. You know, I kind of forgot about that I had just gone through a rain delay, and it was like as if I just had a really late tee time that day and was starting my warm-up really late.
Now, the mom angle is interesting in the sense that the story was she was hanging out with you during the rain delay, hoping to help you kill that time, but you had to kick her out of your room. Is that story true? And if so, how did that go down?
Yeah, it is true. It was, you know, kind of funny just because she was amped up. She was excited. You know, everyone around me was anxious to kind of get the day started, and obviously I had to kind of keep my emotions under control, and I didn't really want to think about the future as she was. And you know, I just was like, look, I'm gonna take a nap, I need to kind of refresh, and hit the refresh button. And she kind of left, went down to the lobby, and you know, the rest is history. I was able to refresh. It was awesome to spend the win with her after spending the whole morning with her. And, you know, there was a bunch of nervous energy that morning, and for me to go out there and play as well as I did and get the win was pretty incredible.
Well, all the more amazing, Aaron, because, again, your first win, and you're a rookie. You sound like you've been doing this a long time. You sound like somebody who's been through this before, even if you had not. Now, what's really amazing is, correct me if I'm wrong, were you not playing high school golf only 4 years ago, and now you're winning on the PGA Tour? I mean, does that all feel real to you? That's kind of amazing to me.
That's the one stat that people keep bringing up that still blows my mind. You know, it's college, I understand, but to be in high school 4 years ago is truly unreal to me just because I feel so far removed from that part of my life. I feel like that was ages and ages ago, and to think it's only been 4 years and how far I've come, it's truly eye-opening to see how quickly it's all happened and kind of puts things in perspective for me to kind of realize that how lucky I am and how special it's been and to soak it all in while it's happening.
We're talking to Aaron Wise for a few more moments. You know, I guess if you were like this crazy, crazy prodigy, and don't get me wrong, I mean, you're an extremely gifted guy, but if you had this amazing junior background, maybe people could see this coming, but the fact is you didn't have a huge profile in the junior golf ranks, in part because you didn't travel very much. So when did you first start to think, not only can I play college golf, I could take this to the next level, and I can make a career out of this?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I didn't even think I could play college golf until, like, junior year of high school when I luckily qualified for Junior Worlds, which is right down the street from my house, and came third. And that was really the first big national junior golf tournament I'd ever played in. And for me to finish third, you know, opened the eyes of a lot of college recruiters to me and allowed me to go to college. And then, you know, I didn't even think I could play professional golf until middle of my sophomore year in college. So it all has happened so fast, and, you know, it's truly just come together. And I just try to keep believing in myself, keep playing great golf. And, you know, they say if you play great golf, the rest takes care of itself. And it seemed like that's kind of happening for me.
Again, you don't sound like a rookie. Now, when you talk about it coming together, I mean, the plan came together. Now, lots of people have good plans that do not come together, but think about this. The ideal way to go about this would be to say, win on the McKenzie Tour, then get a win on the Web.com Tour, and then get to the PGA Tour. But that's exactly how that's set up, and that's exactly what you did. How were you able to lay out a plan like that and then go out and execute it the way you have?
Yeah, you know, I just, when I was decided to leave and leave school to go play professional golf, I just worked with my team, and we came up with a great plan. And like you said, there's a ton of great plans out there, but rarely are they executed as well as somehow ours luckily worked out. And, you know, I think I might be the first person to ever win their first year on McKenzie, move to the Web, win the first year there, move to the PGA, and win the first year on the PGA. So it's truly just, you know, a testament to, you know, playing great golf and, you know, believing in myself. And it's just worked out incredible. I can't, you know, think I'm lucky enough for that all to come together like it did.
Aaron Wise joining us. A couple of quick thoughts before I let you go. At one point, you were playing a practice round with Phil Mickelson, and he told you, just whatever you do, remain patient. It's easy to get caught up week to week, and it can become a real roller coaster life on tour, but it's only going to lead to stress. What did you take away from that conversation with him?
You know, it was pretty cool to have that conversation with him after all his years out on tour, for him to tell me that, you know, it's a long time and it's going to feel like a sprint. And that really resonated with me because at the time I talked to him, it did feel like a sprint. You know, I had just left college. That was at a U.S. Open practice round when he gave me that advice. So I just left college. I had McKenzie Tour status, but obviously your goal is to be on the PGA Tour at that point, and you're trying to do it as quickly and as fast as possible. And for him to tell me, look, you're a great player. It's going to come. You just need to relax and be patient and let it happen was pretty cool, and something that, you know, advice I'll never forget, just because it's easy to get caught up in how fast time goes out here. And, you know, you got to realize that, you know, especially middle of the season, because I wasn't playing great in the beginning, and for me to be able to rely on that advice, stay patient, and, you know, my time came and I was lucky enough to take advantage of it.
And then one last thing, another really cool thing. As some people know, you were born in South Africa before moving to the United States when you were three. I've run down your list of accomplishments: NCAA champion, McKenzie Tour winner, Web.com Tour winner, and now a PGA Tour winner. All great. But I would argue that there might not be anything cooler than having the man himself, Gary Player, tweet at you. What was your reaction when you saw that legend tweet at you last year?
Yeah, you know, it's not the first time. He tweeted me after this win. He tweeted me, I think, after NCAAs. And, you know, it's pretty cool to know that he's been following my career. He's an absolute legend in the game. And for me to have someone like that not only following me but kind of supporting me along the way just gives me a ton of confidence, and it's something I really look forward to. I've never met him in person. I hope one day I can get to meet him in person and thank him for all he's done for me.
What a great story, and a great, great win coming off the weekend. Aaron, really nice to have you on the program. Glad to have you come in and share your story with us. I really appreciate that so much, Aaron. Thank you. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
That was fun. Aaron Wise. That guy does not sound like somebody who was playing high school golf 4 years ago. I know he doesn't look like it or play like it or act like it, but then you have a conversation like that. I mean, he sounds like the guy's been in it 15 years, 20 years. Extremely mature. Handles his business on and off the course.